It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson.
If you have questions for me to report an issue.
It's Thursday, which means it is time for On the Way, our weekly segment on All Things Considered, breaking down the week's transit news. Joining us is WNYC editor Clayton Guza. Clayton, this week we covered a big plan by the MTA to fix up two historic subway stations that have become, let's call it completely run down. What's the latest on that?
So everybody knows these stations, if you've gone through them. Chambers Street on the JZ beneath the municipal building, completely gnarly station. 190th Street uptown on the A line in Washington Heights, not in much better shape. Both are kind of have chip paint, chip tiles. Chambers Street is just a poster child, a symbol for the subway in disrepair. Everything's a mess there. And the MTA is looking for a contractor to spend $100 million to overhaul and revitalize both of these historic stations. And we say historic, they are on the National Register of Historic Places, right? They're both celebrated for their architecture, or once were. Chambers Street, Beaux-Arts design, tucked beneath the municipal building, was once a gleaming subway stop. 190th Street uptown, right next to the cloisters, has a Tudor Gothic style entrance on top, kind of looks castle-y, but they don't look like they inspire confidence in what New York City's infrastructure and the MTA is. So they're going to make historically sensitive repairs. They're also going to add in some features like accessibility ramps and elevators so that everyone can use them, not just people who have the ability to walk up and down stairs. And I guess to the larger point, you know, these subway stations are bad and people all over the city are probably aware of subway stations in their neighborhoods that are in very bad shape. And it's kind of like when you bring someone here and show them our subway system. It's kind of like when you go over to a friend's fancy apartment and then it's a complete mess. You're like, what's going on with you? Are you okay?
Sure. You can see some photos of the most troubling subway stations on Gothamist, as Clayton just mentioned. Like you said, New Yorkers are all too familiar with dingy subway stations. And we do want to ask our listeners, is your subway station in rough shape? Do you find yourself looking at filthy walls or broken tiles while you wait for your train? I got some ones on the F line to tell you about. Well, we want to hear about it. If that is you, you can email photos and examples to Clayton. It's cguse@wnyc.org. Clayton, does the MTA have a larger plan to revitalize more stations beyond the one at Chambers and the one uptown at 190th?
I mean, a little bit. There's been several efforts over the years. Like you might remember 5-6 years ago when Governor Cuomo hired private cleaners for his big subway action plan. They were not in the typical transport workers union. They came in, brought in power washers, deep clean stations. That's all but disappeared. There was another initiative years back where the MTA had this enhanced station initiative where they would kind of do cosmetic repairs to some of these stations, a little bit of retiling and some work around the entrances. But part of the thing here is that it all has to do with accessibility. Like they're adding these accessibility elements to Chambers and 190th. But whenever the MTA makes repairs, major renovations to a station, and it's not accessible, they have to make it accessible. That's the American Disabilities Act. And they were doing some of that work without the accessibility work years ago. But a court order from 2019 says, hey, if you're doing major repairs on a station, you have to make it accessible. Now, fortunately, the MTA has agreed a few years ago to make 95% of the stations fully accessible in the next 40 years. As they do that work, they could very well couple that with this kind of modernization and revitalization and repairs to a lot of these stations.
Moving on to subway crime, the city council held a budget hearing with NYPD leaders this week. It got a little testy, Clayton. What did we learn from that hearing?
So this week's hearing was Wednesday. It was yesterday, and it came less than a week after a pretty frightening shooting on the A train where there was a fight. Guy pulls out a gun, has it turned on him, gets shot. He's still in the hospital in critical condition. That happened on rush hour last Thursday. And it was a forced shooting on the subway this year. So there's quite a few high-profile incidents. So council and NYPD have a hearing yesterday. The lawmakers are really pressing the police on crime rates in the subway. And they question them about the NYPD's overtime spending for subway patrols, which costs about $2.7 million a day, is what we learned. And the NYPD is pointing to statistics. They're saying, we're doing our job, crime is down. They pointed to 2023 statistics that showed crime was down from the year before. December crime was down from the previous December. But that's not the whole story. They're being very selective with their statistics. I mean, if you just look at the NYPD's own data, it shows that through the first 2.5 months of the year, crime on the subway is up by about 7%. So they're being a little bit selective here, and they're trying to present themselves as, you know, that they're on the case.
All of this coming after Governor Kathy Hochul deployed the National Guard into the subway. What was the NYPD's reaction during the hearing?
So originally, people were wondering, does the NYPD believe that the National Guard's stepping on their turf? That very well may be the feeling among the rank and file, but NYPD Transit Chief Michael Kemper was saying, oh, no, 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 we welcome the extra help. But they're kind of trying to balance something here. They're saying they're trying to assure the public that Hochul's move to deploy soldiers into the subway is not an indication that subway crime is out of control, which by extension could be an indication that the NYPD is not doing his job effectively. But Kemper put into context some of the National Guard deployment during the hearing, and we have tape from him here.
I need to remind everyone, I think I mentioned this once or twice, there was a National Guard presence in the subway system prior to this announcement, just not at this
right.
level. They were in Grand Central. They were in Penn Station. They were in World Trade Center.
Where?
All this announcement did was just expand the presence and footprint.
Yeah, so it represents a little bit in a shift in tone from the NYPD from right after Hochul's announcement to send the guard in the subway. NYPD wasn't at Hochul's announcement. There was some stuff popping on social media that they were really saying crime is down in light of the guard deployment. Now the brass is kind of mimicking Hochul's language a little bit, saying, hey, the goal here is to put riders psychologically at ease. But the whole question that's been going on is, do riders feel at ease when there is a soldier in the subway?
So every week, we answer a question from a curious commuter. I feel like you choose the ones that get people to get out their pitchforks, because this one is going to get people riled up, too. This one from Chrysostomos in Nassau County, who asks, will we ever get a subway to LaGuardia Airport?
No, probably not.
Okay. The easy answer.
The Hochul and the Port Authority last year decided, hey, no subway to LaGuardia, but we're going to boost bus service. We're going to get priority on the bus from Jackson Heights. We're going to have one-stop ride from the subway in Astoria. Now, there was a plan under Governor Cuomo to build another AirTrain. That's not a subway. You pay a second fare at Willits Point and get on a train that would then take you to the terminals of LaGuardia, similar to JFK or Newark Airport. Hochul comes into office, says, I don't like that plan, puts it on hold, and then comes out with her bus plan. But while they were studying the LaGuardia AirTrain idea, they looked into the possibility of extending the N down Grand Central Parkway and boring a tunnel to build a station at LaGuardia, one-seat subway ride to LaGuardia. Some engineers would say that's feasible, but in that study, they were looking at a lot of problems. Notably, if they were going to run it along the Grand Central Parkway, you have bridge trusses over the top that they'd have to work with. And there was a question about if they had clearance between the planes taking off and the subway going into a tunnel that they would have to build beneath the runways, would they be able to fit that in? It would be a big logistical issue. They're not dealing with it. It's buses coming down the road to LaGuardia.
That's WNYC editor Clayton Guza. You can stay in the know on all things transit or ask a question of your own by signing up for our weekly newsletter. That's at gothamist.com/on the way. Clayton, thanks so much.
Thanks, Chuck.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.